Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Having your hair done can be an oddly intimate experience, and many people develop a friendly relationship with their hairdresser. But what happens if you want to break up with them? Do they deserve an explanation? Gwen Lockman has been writing about this for thejournal.ie. Good afternoon, Gwen.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Grand, thank you. Have you ever done this?
I haven't. Full disclosure there, I haven't. I do know of a few people, however, who have had that. Oh, yes, they've had that confrontational side of things where they've had to go back to their stylist and complain, I suppose, with they were not satisfied with the service that they received. It's a very tricky one. It's quite confrontational. And I think Irish people, we're not well known for being confrontational, are we? We just like to... We'd rather put the head down and slink away rather than kick up a fuss if we're not happy with something.
Sure, right. So, you know that sometimes you'd be in a restaurant and they come over and say, how was everything? And the dinner is absolutely gack. And you know, we all say, oh, no, it was fine. So in a hairdressing scenario, can it be they've done something to your hair and it's not at all what you wanted? And you think you look like a dog's dinner, and then but you leave, and then maybe, you know, think about it for a day or so, and then have to go back and go, no, this really didn't work.
Yeah, well, I think if you leave it for 2 days, that's not going to work really. But it's, I think if you're sitting in the chair and they've botched your colour, for example, that's a very clear case of something has gone wrong here. And I think speak up then, as difficult as it might be. You're probably better off addressing the problem as it occurs rather than waiting for a couple of days later. I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah. Can they fix these things? Because if it's something about the cut, it's possibly too late.
Exactly. I mean, the good thing about a cut that's maybe too much taken off, the wonderful thing about hair is it does grow back. But if you have your colour doesn't work for whatever reason, or worst case scenario, your hair was singed or for whatever reason. We've heard all the horror stories, haven't we? The bleach, the dye, the colour, whatever it is, has been left on for too long and hair literally breaks off. It gets very brittle and it's burnt. There's not a lot that can be done there, I suppose, in that circumstance, rather than the looking for maybe, I suppose, your money back, perhaps.
Yeah, I suppose if it's a salon you go to and you don't really know the person that well, but if it's kind of, you know, Jane who's been doing your hair for the last 10 years and then yes. Jane makes an absolute hames of it.
Yes. Or, you know, Jane from the school gate
or the coffee shop
or, you know, yes, I know exactly. Or you live in a small community. That is very, very tricky. But I do think honesty, by all accounts, is the best policy here from people that I've spoken to. And by people, I mean people who are self-employed and work in the hairdressing industry and even nail technicians and that kind of thing. They really would prefer for you to give them an opportunity to correct the problem rather than ghosting them about it, because they're losing a client at the end of the day. And we all know things are so hideously expensive now that they probably can't afford to do that either. So they would appreciate an opportunity from the client to say, look, I'm not happy with my cut. I'm not happy with my colour. Can we do something here rather than you, like I said, slinking off and not addressing the problem anymore? Give people a chance to correct the problem and just be honest about it. They say honesty is the best policy in this scenario. And ultimately, I think if, you know, your colour is really wrong, this hairstylist is professional enough to know, professional enough having made a mistake, but should be professional enough to admit that, yes, okay, something went wrong here for whatever reason. It was left on too long or whatever. And I think generally they will step up and say, okay, let's give you a complimentary treatment the next time you're in.
Yeah, and I suppose if the person has been doing your hair for some time and has done it always to your satisfaction, maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they just got divorced yesterday. You know, it could be any one of a number of reasons.
Yeah, anything could have happened, really, I suppose. And then I suppose you could look at it then. Well, please don't bring your problems to work. It's my hair you're working on. But yeah, I do accept that they could absolutely be having a bad day. But at the end of the day, it is your hair, I think, and it's very much a part of your identity, how you see yourself and how you present yourself to the world. So both the going back again to the salon owner, the hairstylist, they deserve a chance to rectify the problem. But equally, I think the client deserves that chance as well to complain and say, I'm not happy here.
The people you've spoken to, Gwen, have they struggled with doing that? Are they tormented with the idea of going back to the hairdresser and saying,
Yeah, no, I think, well, one person that I am, without naming names, I think it was very obvious that the work was, you know, wasn't right. It didn't work. And I know that person then opted not to return to that salon, even though the issue had tried to be resolved. But it just sometimes your relationship with your hairdresser as well, it can just break down and it happens with everything else. And maybe it's just time to say goodbye and say, look, this isn't working for me anymore. I think we just thank you for your work over the years. I think we might just say goodbye today.
Okay. And if when you mean relationship breakdown, it mightn't necessarily be to do with hair?
Well, yes, but the clash of personality could might come into it as well. There might be, for example, I spoke about it in the article. It might be a little bit too gossipy for you, and you just mightn't, that mightn't suit your vibe. You just mightn't like the energy in the salon. And, or maybe everybody is just having a bad day, and you just think to yourself, do you know what? I've been coming here for long enough. I might go elsewhere. And these things are very expensive. You know, they're very expensive. I suppose you could drop anything from, I'm just going to pull a figure out there because I'm lucky enough in that I don't have a high maintenance hairstyle. But we'll say 150 to 200 quid every time you pop into your salon.
Yeah.
I'd say now that's probably quoting low, to be quite honest with you. If you're getting your colour done and you're in there for up to 3 hours plus, It's just something. It's hard earned cash that you're handing over for your hair to be looked after. And if it doesn't work out, it's time to just call it quits and just say, look, it's not working out. We'll say goodbye and I'll move on. And good luck. Thank you for your work over the years, but I'm going to move on now.
Yeah, if it's 3 hours as well, that's a lot of time to be kind of filled up with conversation and God knows what topics you're straying. Is it okay to say to the hairdresser, okay, I know about your holidays, I've talked about me kids, stop the yakking now?
Yes, I absolutely think, again, going back to these people are professionals and they can be very good at reading their client in the chair, and they can know if, right, this person isn't up for the chats today. You know, like, how are you? Are you doing anything nice for the weekend? And they say, just stuff the usual, you know, and you don't elaborate on it. This professional person will know that this person isn't up for talking today. I'll just offer them a cup of tea and hand them. Well, you don't get handed a magazine anymore, of course. That's gone since COVID days. But they can just leave you to your phone, I suppose, or the book that you're reading. And they're very good, I think, at reading whether or not you want to have the chat with them or not.
Yeah. Gwen, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you, Sean.
That was Gwen Lockman there, writer for thejournal.ie. Lorraine says, definitely a good idea to break up with the hairdresser when she makes a bags of cutting my hair. And then another hairdresser from the same salon several months later forgets to cut it. And I have to remind them. Then they too proceed to give me a bad cut. I better not say where I live. Probably the exact point Gwen says, if it's your kind of local afternoon one or your neighbourhood one and you kind of might be bumping into them. Excuse my male ignorance, but why don't you just make another appointment? Is a breakup even necessary? It depends. If you don't know them that well, probably not. But if it's someone perhaps you've been going to for a while. I was at the hairdresser with my adult daughter, and when the stylist asked her if she was happy with the result, She said, no, actually. Could you do something different at the front there? I nearly died inside with the mortification. It might be a generational thing. Well, it might be, but, you know, good for her. Because if, as Gwen says, if you're paying a lot of money for this stuff. And another texter says, I'm in my early 30s and I'm thinking of breaking up with my barber. He trimmed my nose hair and my eyebrows the other day without asking me. That's presumptuous. Surely that's not necessary, is it? You need to send us in a picture of your big hairy nose nose hairs coming out because my experience is that barbers will just kind of do that and not even mention it. And I think that's not presumptuous. I think that's delicate and subtle because there's a few tree trunks sticking out of your nostril that everyone else can see, but you're busily going about your life waving these things back and forth in front of your face to everyone's general disgust, and they don't want to point it out to you. So that barber did you a favour.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.